Hello, good evening. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, this is. Yes, ma'am, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
How much time?
It takes like 8 minutes the most, ma'am. Your opinion does matter. For example, the first question is, okay, ma'am, are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay, ma'am. And moving on, how likely are you to vote in the Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Will you definitely vote, likely will vote, may
definitely.
Or may not vote? Okay. I'm going to read to you names of several individuals, ma'am. I just want you to tell me if you recognize them and if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards them. For example, Robin.
Okay,
ma'am. For example, Robin Ficker. You have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about Chris Chaffee? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
No opinion. I don't know who that is.
No problem. Larry Hogan, would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat, ma'am?
Very.
What about Donald Trump? Would you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Okay, moving on quickly, ma'am. If the May 2024 primary election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote, ma'am? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Okay, ma'am. Thank you so far for your responses. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Somewhat.
Okay. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, ma'am. I just want to know, ma'am, when you're deciding who to vote, how important the following issues are. For example, energy independence for this country. Would that be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Very important.
Okay, job creation and economic development. Is that very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Somewhat important.
Okay, securing and protecting our southern borders, is that very important, somewhat important?
Not very important.
Okay. Economic issues and like inflation, family budget, and debt, is that very important?
Very important.
Okay. Being a candidate.
I know my answers.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your answers. Well, being a candidate who supports Donald Trump, ma'am, do you find that very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Not so important.
Okay, ma'am, moving on quickly. Well, I'm just going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. I just want you to tell me if this makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him. For example, the first one is Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or it makes no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely, less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Did you say much more likely, ma'am, or somewhat more likely?
No, somewhat. I'm sorry.
Okay. Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump, ma'am. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay. Moving on quickly, ma'am. I'm going to read to you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, I just want you to tell me if it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Thank you so far for your responses. Mm-hmm. As governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference, ma'am?
No difference.
Right, and Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely, less likely, or does it make no difference to you?
Less likely.
Would that say somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Yeah, somewhat less likely, because I'm still going to vote for him, but... I don't like that part.
No problem, ma'am. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
No difference.
Okay, moving on quickly. We're almost done. Well, I just want to ask you again, is the May 2024 Republican primary election for U.S. Senate were held today. For whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, or Chris Chaffee, ma'am?
Larry Hogan.
Okay, ma'am. And generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Okay. Would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative, ma'am?
Somewhat conservative.
Okay, thank you for your responses. Would you say your age falls between 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 older.
Okay, ma'am, you sound very young. Okay, ma'am, that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your response.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.